This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Afghan government forces continued Wednesday to lose key cities, bases, arms, and equipment to the Taliban. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Three more Afghan provincial capitals have fallen, along with an Army Corps base, weapons, and equipment to the Taliban, which now controls some two-thirds of the country. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby isn't saying if the U.S. has stepped up evacuations of Afghans.
We're focused on the security situation that we face now, which, again, we've acknowledged is deteriorating. We are certainly mindful of the advances that the Taliban have made.
A U.S. defense official says the capital, Kabul, could come under pressure within 30 days. And if things don't change, the Taliban could gain full control of the country within a few months. I'm Tim McGuire.
Amnesty International says that dozens of women have described shocking sexual assaults by Ethiopian soldiers and allied forces in the country's Tigray conflict. The report says rape was intended to humiliate both the women and their Tigrayan ethnic group. Amnesty International senior crisis advisor Donatella Rovera is the author of the report.
So long as the perpetrators, the members of the armed forces, the members of the militia feel that they can gang rape women with impunity, that they can kill civilians and commit other atrocities with impunity, those atrocities will continue.
The Amnesty report calls for accountability for the sexual violence during the conflict, saying rape and sexual slavery constitute war crimes. Ethiopia's government has not responded to that report. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website,